it a banger?
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me is Bernie.
I almost forgot my name there for a second. Hey, Rob.
Hey, man. I'm Mitch.
Why do you sound so nervous, man?
it's been a week.
We've been doing this for years,
it's
man.
Been a week. It's been a few days.
Okay.
It has, actually. There's a lot of stuff's happened in Sydney.
A lot of stuff has happened in Sydney, has it? What's been happening in Sydney?
The lock-in laws got republished.
They're locked in. Locked in for a good time for the whole night through now.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and leave anytime soon. You're going to be stuck in there until the AMs, aren't you?
And also, you're going to be locked in your couch because of that weed law in Canberra.
Weed law, yeah.
Toke up. Bliss out.
Yeah, productivity is plummeting in Canberra. Awesome, with these new weed laws.
Yeah, ScoMo with the UN. That's been happening.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Greta Chick, we'll be talking about that.
What else?
Oh, for real?
Maybe in 5 minutes. Okay. What else we got? Well, We Bought a Zoo 2. You might have heard that initial film, We Bought a Zoo, Matt Damon. Second one is actually going straight to DVD in a couple of weeks. It's starring Matt Damon and his dad, Terry Damon, or in the industry is known as Daddy Damon, plus a cameo from Dave Vave himself. So that is the CEO of DVDVDs. It's the new gold standard in digital video service.
We're going to be doing a deep dive into what the DVD is later on today.
Sorry, a deep dive?
A deep dive directly into Dave Vave and the DVD.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be looking at sort of what titles are actually available on that service. We've got all the details for you in 5 minutes' time. Forrest Gump, The Matrix 2 and 3.
Trainspotting 3.
Trainspotting 3 as well.
Yeah, a lot of you're seeing a lot of new sequels coming out and going straight to bypassing cinemas and bypassing DVDs. Going straight to DVDs.
There was an unofficial video recording of the Harry Potter the Cursed Child done in Melbourne that I think is actually...
They're making it into a movie.
Well, no, I think that's being... That's been streamed on the DVDVD website recently.
The play itself has just gone straight through to DVDVD.
It's gone straight through, yeah.
Just a live recording of
That's right.
I love it when it just goes straight through, fast-tracked.
Yeah, exactly.
So much more convenient for everyone.
Now, Bernie, a 16-year-old surfer is turning heads at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Move over, Greta Thunberg. There's a new champion of change in the climate debate. 16-year-old Harry Feltmore has thrown his cap into the ring, but this time for the big corps and the unflinching political incumbents. Harry is a surfer out at the east coast of America in San Diego, who started gaining traction on social media with a viral video of him screaming, "You!" over the huge swell. He's positing the increased temperature leading to an increased rise in sea levels is helping his surfing career.
So huge swells, basically.
Yeah, huge swells.
I've heard that he's not much of a surfer himself in many of the videos, but he does like to watch the swell from his car, idling on the coast of San Francisco.
He makes a point to let people know that it is idling. And he actually does live, as you know, San Francisco. I don't know if that's on the coast.
San Diego.
Right.
That's west coast.
It's right. East. Not exactly that's a west, beach. No, right. Not exactly a beach town, to my understanding.
Depends
anyway,
on which way you got the map upside down.
Exactly. Well, that'll be interesting. I can't wait to look at that in the next 5 minutes' time. And do you recognize this celebrity? This Hollywood celebrity?
What's your favorite part of acting? The drink after the show. I don't want to be sober.
We talked with coffee fanatic and actor Al Pacino about the horrors of alcoholism and the uphill battle that he's been on recently to save his marriage. It's pretty surprising.
Can't wait for that chat.
Move aside, elephants. Bees are officially declared... Bees are officially declared the most important living beings on the planet. Looks like size doesn't matter after all. So we'll be looking at that in about 5 minutes' time.
And Bernie got arse implants, but not where you'd think. More on that in 5 minutes' time.
When it rains, it pours. Why this country pub is turning on the beer taps to combat low turnouts at small venues.
Also, another Powerball winner has come forward for their $50 million jackpot, and it's just as shocking as the first. Chris Hemsworth was the lucky receiver of $50 million large. He got his photo taken with the giant check, just as Murdoch did last week, and he said he's going to put it straight into revamping his estate in Byron Bay. He's a happy man regarding that big payout.
Yeah.
And as finally here, as the weather turns on the northern border of Russia, the National Guard begins a counterattack on a large battalion of penguins who have begun to march down south into the Russian capital just a few months ago.
Yeah, wow.
So,
do you have audio of that?
I don't, actually.
Not today. It is on LiveLeak if you want to see the sort of early developments.
It's on LiveLeak of the penguins marching.
And seems like it's all radio silence over there at the moment, though, in regards to the penguins and, where they might be attacking next. Yeah.
It's a developing situation. Bernie, you've got...
just received...
Pull that up.
I think we've just received
audio. Bernie, pull that up. Jesus. Now, the audio sounds terrifying, but if you could see the precision...
It's militant.
On the video here.
That's the only way to describe watching these penguins.
Bernie, what will people search on live?
Stop there for a second. I don't know why. They stop every now and then to assess the situation. Just look up Emperor Penguin March, Russia, and you should be able to get to it. Also,
is this the... go ahead.
I was going to say something. No, just escaped me.
Really?
You go.
Is that true? All right. Well, is this the rudest bird on the planet?
What temporary law?
Did you just say that word again?
It's a way of saying.
Is that what you said?
It's a way of
law. Yeah, you're saying that bad word again?
Hi!
That's right. Max in San Francisco is a big grey parrot, and he's learnt a few bad words. We'll be looking more on that later. As well as, are you smarter than a drug dealer? We'll be talking to a few and working out, you know, how smart they actually are.
Mm.
And also the jackass of the sound and Foley industry, Mark Twain. We've been teasing this for quite a while, and we're very excited to bring you that today.
Yeah.
And also be talking to my cousin, who has started a pretty interesting new home business after a terrible breakup. So, yeah, all that and more. Get in touch on the text line. We'd love to hear from you. 0409-945-945. Hi. Beautiful music as well. This is a great one. See you in a moment.
What is it?
Kids can say the funniest things, but it's important to remember that if your child is able to exchange words, they should stop suckling off your teats.
New studies have found that kids older than 3 years old do not benefit from breast milk, and in fact, there's even been some evidence that it can shrink the size of their brain and can in fact have a regressive response if they're kept on the teat too long.
Breast milk might be delicious for one and all, but it is important to remember that if your child is able to talk, they get off the teat.
It was hard to get this little chatterbox to stop suckling mama's breasts, but once I heard that it could be bad for his brains, I knew it was the right thing to do. And as a mum, that's really important to me.
Mummy, milky.
No more milk here. You can have the bottle.
I was a bit worried at first because I've heard that breast milk is the best thing for my child, but now I know that having them on the teat past the age where they can talk is no longer beneficial. And so that's why little Kaylee and little Jeremiah are on the bottle feed now.
Yeah, look, it It wasn't easy to wean my two off. My wife has had an absolute gutful of it. You know, they'll be coming in the middle of the night, whipping off the sheets and her top and just grabbing it. I just have to say, for all parents out there that are going through the same troubles that I am and that we are, you know, stick at it, because 2 months in, you know, you're going to notice a marked change in the behaviour of your children and also the expression of that milk from your wife's tits.
My Andy's been talking for 2 months now, and the first words he said was, "Mummy Milky." I naturally want to give my child the best start in life, and now I know that means denying him the milk that he so craves from my luscious and bountiful breast, and getting him on the bottle feed to strengthen up his brain and his little bones as well.
We urge each and every parent that's going through these struggles to stay strong, stay firm, and remember this easy phrase. If they're talking, get them off the teat. From the Australian Government, Canberra, we wish you all the best.
Once they can talk, get them off the teat.
Oh, fascinating stuff. Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me are my two amigos, Bernie
Check.
And Mitchell.
Oh, it's me. Yep.
And it's time for a brand new game. Are you smarter than a drug dealer? Let's introduce our drug dealer who will be competing against Jaden. How you going, mate?
Good, thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
So you're a drug dealer by trade, is that correct?
That is correct.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, basically, yeah, my name's Jaden. I sell uppers, downers, antidepressants, marijuana, pot, and moonshine. I'm usually pretty boozed up on my own. And I make my own absinthe, usually just hanging out with my own mates who are all on the dole and potheads like me. We all love playing Xbox and wasting tax dollars. Basically, I don't think I've ever done my own tax return either. We often just like hit up fast food joints for late night snacks after a day of Xbox and, tagging up nearby apartment blocks with spray paint. We usually harass the staff at the fast food restaurants because we think it's funny, you know, it's a good time. I reckon I'm pretty smart and I would have been a high achiever at school, maybe a doctor or a scientist now, had I not gone down the path of selling drugs. So I think beating me in a battle of smarts will not be easy.
Okay, that was very extensive. Thanks, Jaden.
No worries.
So, Jaden, despite your high opinion of yourself, we believe we are smarter than you and drug dealers everywhere, and we're pretty keen to prove it through a little game show we've got now on FBI Radio.
It's called Are You Smarter Than a Drug Dealer? And we reckon we are.
All right.
To be honest.
yeah. So, mate, we're going to go through a few questions head to head with you and see who knows the most. So, Rob, you're going to be the arbitrator of this. You're going to ask a few questions to me, Bernie, and Jaden, the drug dealer. And we're going to answer them and we're all going to reveal them at the same. We'll write them down and we'll all reveal them at the same time.
You got paper there, Jaden?
Yeah.
Yep. Pass it over. Thank you.
See who's right.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Are you smarter than a drug dealer?
Paper.
First question.
That's right. Yep.
Question one.
Mm-hmm. What is 3 squared?
Oh, that's easy. Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Yep.
What did you guys write down?
Yep. Should we count down to reveal? 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Okay.
Reveal.
Bernie's written down.
Nine.
Pretty easy.
Mitch wrote down 9.
Yeah.
Jaden. You've got 3,000, mate.
That's nothing.
Mate, you're so dumb.
You've written down 3,000.
Okay. Well, obviously I missed a few lessons of math in my time.
Drug dealers must all be really dumb.
Drug dealers are all pretty dumb because Jaden over here has written down 3,000 for the question 3 squared. All right, that is so next
drug
level
dumb.
Mitch, Bernie, neither of you are drug dealers, and you kind of got it right.
We got it.
I mean, I attended school.
Question two.
Okay, question two. Jaden, hold your pen the other way. what colour, when combined, do yellow and blue make?
Okay.
Take a moment. Just take a moment for yourself. Okay. So, what colour, when combined, do yellow and blue make?
Oh, surely I've got this one. Yep.
Hang on. Nearly got it.
Want more working room? Yeah.
Can I have more paper, Rob?
Yeah,
just need to explain my answer.
More than enough there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and your answers, please, gentlemen.
Three, two, one, reveal.
Reveal, yep. Everyone reveal.
Yep.
Jaden, other way around.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Bernie, what do you got there?
Green.
Green. Mitch?
Yeah, I wrote green and a lengthy explanation, but we won't go into it.
All right, and Jaden, you said you said bluish yellow.
Oh, yeah, well, mate. It's a mix of both, isn't it? It's...
You're dumb.
Jaden, mate.
Come on, mate.
How much petrol are you sniffing, Jaden?
Well, I missed a few art classes.
Bloody yeah, hell, mate. Really a bit more than that, mate. Yeah, you're missing a few brain cells. Sorry to say it, Jaden.
Fair enough.
It's not boding well for drug dealers. We've actually got a caller now regarding this game. Yeah.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, hey. I'm just calling about this smarter than a drug dealer thing you got going on.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, what's your name?
I don't think it's that funny to be making fun of drug dealers like you are. Like, they're actually smart.
Is that so, mate? Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I only say that because I'm a drug dealer myself, and I know that I'm not dumb.
Okay, mate. Sorry about all that. Tell us some... Mate, what your name is and where you're calling from so we can shout you out.
Yeah, we'll shout you out.
Why would I need a shout out if I'm already on the air? I'm not dumb enough to give you my personal details. I'm a drug dealer. I'm not going to get myself caught out if I tell you my personal details. What do you...
Okay, mate. Well, let's just move on. What's the weather like where you are?
Well, I live in Castle Hill. Mostly due out of my dad's red Hyundai in Coles car park in La Kemba. So the weather's pretty nice in La Kemba sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Mitch, you got a mate that lives in Castle Hill.
Yeah, in Castle Hill. I've got a mate that lives on Ray Street, actually. Is that anywhere near you, mate?
Yeah, I'm there right now. I'm just around the corner, 45 Matheson. Yeah.
My name is Senior Constable Lieutenant Rodwick. During this segment, I have been disguised as a drug dealer by the name of Jaden as part of a sting operation targeting below average IQ narcotics traffickers in the Greater Sydney area. Under the Telecommunications Criminal Confession Act of 1997, you have just been placed under virtual arrest. This arrest is not fully confirmed until we are able to fully validify the confessional information you have provided over the phone. Please state your full name and address and remain stationary at said residence until police arrive to apprehend you. Remove both shoes and lay on your stomach in your front yard with your hands behind your back. Anything you say or do between now and the apprehension can and will be held against you in a court of law. Please commence a voice memo recording on your Apple smart device or equivalent. I'm an Apple man myself. In order to track all being said, if you have any questions, feel free to also record them into the device where they can be answered in a secure facility later once you are arrested. On a more personal note, now the official statement has completed, I'm glad that scum like you are now off the streets. Job well done, New South Wales Police.
Yeah, mate, you've been done. So
No.
Stay where you are. Put your hands above your head, mate. You've been done.
Hands behind your back and get on the ground out the front of your house.
Senior Constable Rodwick. It looks like this sting operation has worked really well.
It looks like a great success.
Thanks, Rodwick, for coming in for that.
That's, my pleasure.
Great. I believe we've got more coming up after the
break. Yeah, we'll be playing more So You Think You're Smarter Than a Drug Dealer after the break here. This is a song by Kieran J. Callan, and it's called Song About Drugs. See you in a moment.
Nobody gotta leave tonight. Just another song about drugs. And I... Everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about drugs. Sweet dreams and high hopes. To black sleep and no hope. Deep breaths don't choke. Mom's got your hand, understanding renowned someone's son. So get a lung full of dope smoke. Now you're laughing at my jokes. Laugh louder at my sick joke. Look at me again. Life begins at 1 a.m. So nobody gonna leave tonight. Just another
lyrics are about drugs. Everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about
S.A.D. Song about drugs by Kieran J. Callan from his beautiful album Bravado. Some exciting news coming up at the end of the show in regards to him. Stick around for that.
Oh,
right now we're playing Robbie's Modern Life. It's the.
Sorry, what were you saying?
What was the show? Robbie's Modern
Life. This is a sting.
Oh. This is a sting for the game.
Are you smarter than the drug dealer? Yeah.
It's a game where we pitch ourselves against Jaden here in the studio. Jaden, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Jaden.
You're a drug dealer through and through, and
I am.
You're really dumb.
Well, yeah, I haven't excelled too well in school.
You like playing Xbox?
Love it.
Spray painting up apartment blocks around the corner from yourself.
Apartment blocks, trains, all kinds of spray painting and malicious damage to public property.
Just harassing.
Okay, and we've got somebody else on the line. Oh. Charlie, is that you?
Hello.
Yeah, g'day. Hey there, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm just listening in to FBI and I was thinking, you know what, not all drug dealers are stupid, okay? Some of us are really intelligent. Do you know what kind of car I drive? I drive a Golf, okay? I don't think someone who's an idiot could afford a Golf, do you?
Yeah, maybe. No, maybe not.
I agree.
Sorry.
I think that it's so annoying to hear on the radio that everyone's saying, oh, drug dealers are idiots. You're stupid for saying that.
No, I don't think that's very nice to say.
Look, sorry to misrepresent the people in your line of work there, Charlie.
It's not easy work. People think drug dealers sit around all day and deal drugs. We don't. We actually don't. We have to think about maths. You have to weigh up the drugs. You've got to do lots of stuff. It's not easy. It's hard work, and it actually takes a bit of brain power.
Yep.
And to think that I have been able to save up enough money in my line of work to afford a Volkswagen Golf, which is a very nice car. I don't know if you've ever seen one. Probably not. You don't make any money in radio.
Oh.
And to think that I've made enough money, you've got to understand, it's not easy. It's not easy work. It's hard. It takes a lot of brain power. Yeah. You've got to be smart to do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, sorry about that.
Yeah, just got to wrap that up because we are live on air right now, actually.
We are live.
Stop saying drug dealers are dumb.
We are live on air right now, so.
Yeah. Shouts out to all the Liverpool boys.
Hey?
Where are you calling from?
I'm a drug dealer in Erskineville.
Okay.
Ersko represent.
Yeah, what's your full name?
Where do you deal from?
I'm not falling for it that easily, boys. You can't catch me out like if you last fool.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, shams.
You got a smart one now.
What's the weather like where you are?
Oh, Erskineville, it's about 16 degrees Celsius, a little bit overcast, bit of drizzle.
You know what's funny? I've got a mate out of Erskineville, actually.
Yeah.
Lives on Ray Street, I think it is.
Yeah, I've dropped deals to him.
Okay. Are you just around the corner, are you?
Yeah, I just dropped off a load then. I'm actually just on my way back to our hideout, just next to the BWS there on Main Street of Ersko.
Oh, the BWS?
My name is Senior Constable Lieutenant Roderick. During this segment, I have been disguised as a drug dealer by the name of Jaden as part of a sting operation targeting below-average IQ narcotics traffickers in the Greater Sydney area. Under the Telecommunications Criminal Confession Act of 1997, you have just been placed under virtual arrest. This arrest is not fully confirmed until we are able to fully validify the confessional information you have provided over the phone.
Hands above your head.
Please state your full name and address and remain stationary at said residence until police arrive to apprehend you. Remove both shoes and lay on your stomach in your front yard with your hands behind your back. Anything you say or do between now and the apprehension can and will be held against you in a court of law. Please commence a voice memo recording on your Apple smart device or equivalent.
Ludwig!
I'm an Apple man myself. In order to track all being said, If you have any questions, feel free to also record them into the device where they can be answered in a secure facility later once you are arrested.
Your criminal days
are
over.
On a more personal note, now that the official statement has completed,
ground feels hard,
I'm glad that
it?
Scum like you are now off the streets. Job well done, Charlie. New South Wales Police.
Charlie, your days of criminal activity are well and truly over. There's a battalion of troops of police officers on the way to arrest you right now. Constable Rodwick, you must be very happy about
this. I'm absolutely thrilled, Robbie. Another one off for the streets.
So you're not actually Jaden. It was all a disguise.
Yep, you probably couldn't tell, but it was actually a very clever disguise.
You play it well, Jaden.
Worked twice, Rodwick. You've done well, keeping them off the streets.
Yes.
Cleaning up the streets.
We might be talking to a few more drug dealers in a bit, but right now it's maybe time.
Call in if you are one.
Yeah, call in if you are one. Text in 0409 945.
Oh, okay. If it's smarter than you.
945. Yeah, sure. Should we go to a song and then we'll come back with some stuff?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Paramore, Misery Business. Stick around. Misery Business by Paramore.
It's my kind of business.
RML right now on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in the studio. Hey. And Constable Rodwick.
Hello, gentlemen.
And we've got somebody on the line that's wants to get involved. Hello. Sorry, mate. Hi.
Hello there. It's Sammy. I'm calling them from Bondi.
Okay. You're a drug dealer, are you?
No, I'm not a drug dealer myself, but I got a call in. I recognize that voice. Rodwick!
Oh, you know Rodwick?
I don't know if you remember me, mate, but back in the academy we used to have a good time.
Hello, who is speaking here?
Down in Goulburn. We used to go to the academy and go, hey, Sammy, I'm calling from Bondi, Rodwick, you cheeky dog.
Hey, hello, please stop talking.
No, don't try and pity yourself as this. Pity is a picture, goody tissues. I call you pussing out the eye of the big marino over there. Look, act of 20 grams of K,
alright, fade him down. I do not know who...
You know this guy, Rodwick?
I swear, gentlemen, I do not know who this caller is.
No, thank you.
All right.
I recognize that voice from a mile away, you cheeky.
Went to police academy?
You went to police academy with him?
Oh, that's unconfirmed at this stage.
Right. Are you a police officer, mate?
No, I went to the academy at once.
Okay, see. All right, no worries.
Citizen, please stop talking.
Thank you.
Please stop talking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No idea who that gentleman was.
Right.
Sounds like you got a bit busted there, mate.
We're loving having your company here on the radio. Mm. And it's time now to turn our attention to my cousin, who's having a really tough time at the moment. He's just broken up with his missus and going through the motions of that. Having a tough time at his job as well. Mm. Everything's just sort of stacked against him. And so to keep himself busy and provide a bit of purpose for himself... his name's Pete. He's decided to try his hand at opening a homeschooling business out of his house called Pete's Kid House. I spoke to him last week about this project. Here's the audio.
Your cousin, is it?
Yeah, okay. My cousin Pete. Here's the audio.
Beep, 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 beep.
what will the students be learning, and how will it be structured?
Sure. Well, it's a little bit different than a normal school setup. So basically, school day will start at 11 a.m. So we can all have a sleep in, and then the kids will get dropped off at mine at of course 10:45. Have a bit of a preamble as you do, a bit of a run around, and I'll do them up. So all the meals are covered in school fees, so I'll do them up a bit of a brekkie. I've got a range of cereals and everything, so I'll pour them all a bowl of cereal, go over the plan, and then it's basically just your typical, from there, 11 till 3:30 school day, and going over all your basic classes, and I had a bit of a break to go down to the servo and maybe get some food for lunch.
Pete, that sounds perfect. The servo is really close to your house, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's in my house. It's a school that I'm running in my house.
Okay. And so do you have any experience teaching kids at all, or...?
Yes, I've got the young nephew. My brother's son is a lovely young whippersnapper, and I've taught him everything I know, and he's one of the smartest kids I've ever met.
I've got the curriculum up in front of me. You obviously deal with the main sort of fare. You've got maths, you know, English, mm-hmm. geography, mm-hmm. History, mm-hmm. I see here, more of a yep. modern take on history. You've also got here every single day quite a progressive approach to sex education. Would you mind walking us through that?
Sex is something that's evolving. It's something we all need to take a really mature approach about. And ever since the dawn of the internet and the way we all live these days, it's something that I believe it has changed. So basically, for sex education, we all get our phones out, we open Instagram, and we just have a scroll through, and we look at some of the girlies or the boys that they might fancy on some of those apps like Instagram, TikTok, and we have a bit of a chat about that, and I go through some of my photos of previous girlfriends and everything, and we just have a bit of a chat about it, and just, have it really open, really safe space for the kids to chat about it.
All right. That sounds fantastic. Well, all the information, as you just said, is on your website, peteskidhouse.com.au. And Pete, mate, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, mate, and I wish you all the very best with this project. It sounds fantastic.
Likewise, Robbie. Thanks so much.
As you can hear, he's really having a tough time, but it's a pretty fascinating idea, starting at home school.
I'm not fully on board, but... all the best to him.
Yeah.
I hope it can get up and running.
Yeah. The text line, 0409-945-945. Andrew and Stanmore has got in touch asking, will RML be giving away the proceeds of these virtual arrests to the listeners? I could do with some Quaaludes, Love Boat, and Toot if you were currently taking orders.
Roderick, are we giving those away?
You seem to have some deep connections, mate.
Yes, we can give that away, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to deal...
What academy did you go to, mate?
Deal drugs. Okay.
So dodgy, Roderick.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... It's actually classified information on that one.
Okay. Where are we? The official stance, is it? All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
And Goulburn, no, your mate said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Goulburn.
All right. We'll go to a song now and we'll come back in a moment. RML.
Sure thing.
FBI Radio. This is PMS by Mary J. Blige.
That's my coffee.
Yeah.
Well, that is? Sorry.
I want to talk to the ladies tonight. Yeah. About the situation I'm pretty sure y'all would be able to relate to. Trust me. What's that? Today I'm not feeling pretty. Quite ugly. I'm having one of those days when I can't make up my mind. So don't even look at me. See, I don't wanna hear your problem. Cause I'm having some of my own. No, it's not your fault that I'm feeling down. I just wanna be left alone.
PMS by Mary J. Blige.
Nice song.
Shout out to all those that are dealing with PMS right now.
Shout out.
Robbie's Modern Life. Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell in the studio.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Text line is 0409 455. Cobby McGee got in touch saying, "Hey, my lovelies, just sending my love. Thank you so much. Sending that right back to you, Cobby McGee. Great to hear from you.
Thanks, bro."
And an anonymous one here saying, "Hello, did you receive my email about Perth musician Duncan Sage coming to Sydney on Wednesday, October 16? Would you like to interview Duncan?" Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome on our Sage. Time. Sure. On our show anytime, mate.
Duncan, mate, you're well aware you're available. You're welcome to come on our show anytime at all. So, of course.
We'd love to interview you, Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan, come on. We'll ask you all the relevant questions.
Yeah, excited for that.
But right now, it's time to focus our attention to quite a remarkable individual. We've been teasing this for a number of weeks now. His name is Mark Twain. He's been called the Johnny Knoxville of Foley. But unless you're an avid follower of the art of audio and movies and television, Mark Twain's name might be unfamiliar to you. Until now, that is. His work has been featured on some of the biggest shows of the silver screen, including Breaking Bad, Peaky Blinders, Packed to the Rafters, the season 12 of Pengu, and The Gruen Transfer, and the cinema screen on films like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Sex and the City 2, Sharknado, and The Blind Side. He grew up in a small Louisiana town, didn't he, Mitch?
Yes, so growing up in a small Louisiana town, Mark Twain was bullied relentlessly about the similarity of his name to celebrated author Mark Twain. Yes, so you might be getting confused a bit there on the listening in on the radio, but it's actually T-W-A-I-M, M for Mary at the end there. The man behind Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn is Mark Twain, that's the author.
Yep.
Finding school to be an awful hellscape of wet willies and curly swirlies, that's toilet head dunking, Mark decided to spend more time at home alone obsessing over his favourite cartoon, Woody Woodpecker. He loved the sound of the show and would replicate the effects using whatever means he had available in his sparse bedroom. Usually his own body whacked on various surfaces, that is. As bizarre and unlikely as it sounds, after much practice, Mark was actually able to achieve remarkably accurate results.
He entered the school talent show that year on his mother's insistence and wowed the audience with one of his with his one-man show rendition of his favourite episode of Woody Woodpecker, using only his body and a microphone. One student in attendance was quoted as saying, "If you close your eyes, it sounded exactly like a classic episode of Woody Woodpecker." And so the myth of Mark Twain, audio extraordinaire, was begun.
This is Woody Woodpecker.
"Don't worry about me. I got plenty of food. And right now, I'm going swimming."
"Fuck, you're wonderful."
A film executive that witnessed this inaugural performance hired him immediately to assist on the Foley creation of a then burgeoning TV show, Charlie's Angels. It was then that he knew that he had a great talent. He's a really fantastic individual. Anyway, that's basically the bio of him. And
so he's played in the New Radicals as well, it says here.
I don't think he played it. He just really likes the band, to be honest.
Yeah, it's his favourite pump-up music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would be really cool to have that playing right
now. So, it's an unorthodox approach to making sound effects, is where he basically injures himself to record the...
It's macabre.
It is kind of macabre, but it results in some pretty incredible audio.
Yeah. And it also resulted in him, getting the name, as you said, of the Johnny Knoxville of Foley, essentially. So, basically, the Jackass of Foley.
Yeah. Let's have a look now at some of his famous audio that he's created.
Well, the first thing he did was for Pineapple Express. What he did was it was the sound. What was the sound?
It was of him. I believe there's a scene, a fight scene in Pineapple Express, where Seth Rogen gets his ass smacked hard by Danny McBride. And he was sort of racking his brain trying to work out exactly what would be able to get that sound of that, like, carpal impact on anus. And so I believe we have a soundbite maybe of what happened there. I'm not sure if we do.
This is the sound he used.
Fuck!
So I think that was him nailing his... just absolutely hammering his hand into a chest of drawers, slamming it.
All right, guys, why don't we just play a bit of a game now? We're going to run through some of the famous sounds Mark Twain has put in films and guess how he made them. So, starting right here with Andy Dufresne, Rob. What's this one?
So, when Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption first meets his best friend, Red, he gives an excited yelp where one sees a challenge. Twain is reported as saying he sees opportunity.
"Rumor has it you're a real cold fish. You think your shit smells sweeter than most. Is that right?"
Okay, how do we reckon he made that noise?
the kind of that background,
yeah, sort of, that sort of that background, big bang, like, in the background.
It's interesting. He actually Mark actually elected to swiftly inject his face with an EpiPen to obtain the sharp excitement and sudden closing off of his esophagus that can give life to the excited gasp heard in the film. This is a one-take situation that he needed to get right. Do we have the raw audio of that?
Looks like, Rob, I'm just looking at the answer here. It looks like you've got it spot on,
that's
man.
Right.
Like, wow.
Okay, so that's the audio there. That was him shoving an EpiPen in his
face.
First
guess, you got it, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's also worked on Die Hard when Bruce Willis is using the walkie-talkie to talk to the villains heisting the building.
I thought I told all of you I want radio silence until further...
I'm very sorry, Hans. I didn't get that message.
Maybe you should have put it on the bulletin board. But I figured since I...
waxed Tony and Marco and his friend here, I figured you and Carl and Franco might be a little lonely, so I wanted to give you a call.
How does he know so much about this?
Okay, so that radio, that static, that radio...
got that.
Yeah, I mean, he could have probably just used a radio static, I feel, but he's got his own weird sort of quirky way of doing it.
Why don't we hear the sound of him making it, and it might help us out.
Okay, so that's like the raw... That's the raw audio, I guess.
It was created by using industrial strength duct tape, removing from his gooch.
Is that your guess?
Kind of... Sorry?
Is that your guess? That's what you think?
I'm looking at the answer, and you've got it, man.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Wow,
Rob, that's spot on.
Here's another one. In the Polar Express, when the train conductor, played by a spectacularly informed Tom Hanks, shouts at the small child for eating in the no-eating area of the train.
Okay, so you can see here, it's rich with audio, rich with sound effects. That was created by Mark, I believe. I'm correct in guessing, placing a vacuum on his eyeball. Is that right?
Do you reckon? Well, what's this?
Okay.
You're wrong on that one, actually.
You're wrong. It was an anvil.
That was an anvil.
Oh, that was an anvil on his foot?
Dropped onto his leg, yep.
I think that's the vacuum on the eyeball.
All right. Let's listen to a couple of other just raw bits of audio that he's constructed.
Madagascar,
those are all used in Madagascar.
They're all used in Madagascar.
Yeah, all of those ones I think were used. That's the raw audio from Madagascar.
Anyway, that's remarkable individual, and we just want to give a huge big ups to Mark. Mark Twain, legend in the sound Foley industry.
Yeah.
Unsung legend.
Legend. Unsung legend. Era. Unsung legend. Hey, we've got to get out of here. I want to say thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. You can listen back Robbie's Modern Life on iTunes, Spotify, all that sort of thing.
All that jazz.
All that jazz.
Yeah. and all that jazz.
Hey, thanks, Bernie.
On Facebook.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks, Bernie.
Listen back to my version of the episode on Spotify where it's just me.
I'm
just kidding. That doesn't exist.
What is that? Bernie's Modern Life and you've just cut our audio out.
That doesn't exist.
Weird. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, pretty exciting stuff coming up next week. Check this out.
There's no way I'm answering that. Absolutely not. Robbie, it's not often I'm offended, but what you just said, no way. Get out. Get out of my house. Get out of my home. I didn't want to do this interview, and you've just confirmed why. Show's over.
That's right. I had the pleasure of talking to Kieran J. Callanan, Sydney artist, musician, legend, and that'll be aired next week, Monday, midday till 1 p.m. We talked a lot of different things, so you're going to want to tune in for that and listen to his most recent record, Return to Center. Hey, let's get out of here. Make way for Christy Mafazzal.
Christy, is she here?
Christy, where are you?
Come in.
Is she hiding behind the desk again?
I don't know if she's here today. Oh, she is. Christy, make your
come
way
on in.
If you want.
Can someone turn the radio up out there?
Someone turn the radio up.
Call her in.
This is a song by Gary Newman. It's called Trois Gymnopédies, First Movement.
People don't like
See
that.
You. Have a good week, everyone. Good day. Hey, Christy. How you going?
What's up, Christy?
Thanks.
Hey, Christy.
All right.
Hi. You doing the show today?
I haven't seen you in weeks.
Well, I've been doing a new show.
Oh, really?
On what's Thursdays, that? Deep Web, 9 to 11.
Okay. Deep Web?
9 to 11.
Is that on FBI Radio? Wow.
Okay.
Please check it out.
Is that on another station?
Support.
the internet.
It's on the internet, isn't it?
All right. This awesome. Song's not working.
Oh, shit, Rob. Press play, man.
Can somebody play a live music?
Spacebar.
Rodwick, you got a guitar there?
I do a gentlemanly thing.
Okay. No, it's working now.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Rodwick, thank God. Take a seat.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week. See you later.
Oh, my God. Just leave, Rodwick. Why are you still here?
Oh, yeah.